This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We're going to talk about your money today. Oh, wait, before you get uncomfortable, it's going to be good. I think we're going to learn something because my friend has words of wisdom he has shared with us before, shared at our SOS event for singles. And I thought, you know, this is something we all need to hear, not just about your money, because if you think it's your money, you don't have the right perspective. It's about stewarding what God has given us. And that's what Todd Larson loves to talk about. He's a private wealth advisor with Embassy Wealth Advisors. He's an author. He's a speaker, but he has a heart to share about your finances. Todd, thank you for your time. Tell me the difference, because when we started talking about money, you said, I don't want to talk about money. I want to talk about stewardship. Why is that?
I think the temptation is to have me speak about financial matters, and I'd rather talk about what the Word says about money. Mm. And if you open the Bible and read from the beginning to the end, there's a real consistency in two types of giving that believers are to participate in.
Okay.
One is a tithe. Mm-hmm. And in Leviticus, we're told the tithe belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
And that's in the law, but the tithe occurred before that. It shows up in the wisdom books. And throughout the Old Testament, there was a consistent pattern when people strayed from the Lord, they stopped tithing.
Come on.
So in 2 Chronicles and Amos and Malachi, twice in Nehemiah, we're told to tithe again and again. Mm. I think the author of Hebrews would be shocked to know that people in the wealthiest nation on earth, wealthiest time in history, don't tithe.
Crazy.
As soon as you talk about tithing, everybody goes, well, that's legalistic.
It's not. Yeah.
And then the other type of giving, and it's fairly consistent, is a free will offering. Mm-hmm. And a free will offering and the tithe were never commingled. They actually had different people in charge of it. Mm. They weren't collected the same. The tithe was brought.
Yes.
The free will offering was given as a reflection of the heart. I can't tell you how many times I've heard pastors teach about 2 Corinthians and that God loves a cheerful giver. Mm-hmm. That is free will offering language. It has absolutely nothing to do with the tithe. It never has. It never will. It is about a free will offering.
So good.
So when Star has their drives, that's free will offering. When
yes.
your church has a drive, when there's missionaries, free will offering.
Yes.
The tithe is 10% of growth to the Lord.
Yes.
And he gets to decide what he does with it.
This is so good. I could sit here and do this for hours, but let me kind of wrap this up with you. What happens when we are obedient to God according to the scripture? How does that free us up and how does that help us move forward in our faith?
Well, I think there's a roadblock to experiencing God to our fullest when we're not faithful of money.
Come on.
That he says that he'll throw open the floodgates of heaven. Now, that is a specific command to the nation of Israel. In Luke 16, Jesus tells us that when we're not good stewards, he's not going to trust us with true riches. And I don't think that's lots and lots of money.
Right.
I think that's lots and lots of ministry.
Come on.
That's money we can take with us, which is relationships. And if we look at Mark, what Jesus said to the rich young ruler is that when we leave things of this world for things of eternity, our gold should be 100-fold return.
So good.
That we're looking for 100-fold return in eternity. So the way we live today will determine how we'll experience tomorrow.
That's beautiful. How we handle our finances is an indication of our walk with the Lord. And Todd, you've given us some great wisdom bombs again. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Todd Larson, Private Wealth Advisor, Embassy Wealth Advisors. If you want to just kind of connect with him, I'll put that link on my conversations page. And God's speaking to you right now. I feel like there are a lot of people that need to hear about how to handle your finances and not let that be an idol in your life, but hold it loosely because God gave it to you and he wants you to use it wisely. Solid Star 883.com. Just click on Conversations.